Going to have some Christmas bumper music as we get ready for another winter sports preview. Here on Cape Radio, we're going to talk New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva wrestling with the head coach of the Panthers, Sean Larson. And Shawnee, a good afternoon. Thank you so much for the time. How's it going?
It's great. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, Sean, before we talk about the upcoming season for your team, we always like to take a step back. Give us a little rewind or a recap how things have finished up and went for the wrestling team last year.
Okay, well, I think we were 2-4 in the conference with Maple River USC winning the conference last year, and we finished in a tie for third place. Tied for fourth place. And then we went to the section tournament where we lost a really close match to Blue Earth. We had a couple kids that were sick that day, and it turned out to be a difference. Blue Earth went on to lose to Maple River USC, and they were in the state tournament. So we then had five wrestlers make it to the state wrestling tournament. Two of those were seniors who, unfortunately, we won't have this year, but Ralph Wrestler finished second, and Nick Petzinger lost in the round of place. And then we had Annabelle Petzinger, who's returning this year. She took third in state in her division, and Makota Misgan, who was a runner-up at heavyweight. And then we had Ben Hagen, who didn't win any matches for us but ended up transferring to a different school. So,
well, let's talk about the seniors. I remember Ralph Wrestler, because you're not going to forget a guy's last name that's Wrestler when he's a wrestler. the two guys that graduated, did they move on, either of them wrestling at the next level?
Nicholas is wrestling with Rochester Technical Community College.
Okay.
He's had three matches. He got injured in the first tournament, so he's 2-1 right now, and he finished that tournament with an injury. So right now he's back on the mat. I just don't know if they're going to put him in. They wrestle Friday night. So.
Okay. And how about Ralph?
And Ralph, he's tried a couple practices. I don't know if this year is going to be a year that he competes, but he's still around. He's over at Ridgewater,
okay,
which is in Wilmer. Yeah.
So a couple of guys gone. You mentioned guys that are coming back, and let's talk about the lineup going in to this season. Again, those are a couple of guys that are tough to replace. But Sean, it sounds like a lot of talent is back for this year's team.
Yeah, we do have several returning letter winners. I'll mention a couple. Annabelle Petzinger again, who was third in state in the girls division last year. She's a real tough person for us. She'll be wrestling starting the year off at 126 for us. Aiden and Ryan Schlake are both returning letter winners, and they'll kind of fit in the middle of our lineup at 145 and 152, and they've come a long way. Harbor Cromwell for us at 160 was someone who was brand new to the sport last year and ended up winning 14 or 15 varsity matches in his first year, so he's made a lot of improvements in coming back. And then, of course, we have Makota Misgan at heavyweight, who's a returning state runner-up. So we've got some talent in there, and we're not going to have a full lineup off the beginning of the year, but we do have some talent in there.
Absolutely. Again, Sean Larson, head coach of New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva Wrestling, their winter sports preview here on Acaint Radio. And let's talk about, I'm assuming, practices so far. Has there been any, regular season competition as of yet?
Our first competition is tomorrow. We will go to St. Peter, where we'll wrestle Watertown Mayor and St. Peter in a triangular, and then on Saturday we'll be in St. James. So, no, we haven't had anything yet, but it's exciting. It's happening tomorrow. So,
now, Sean, talk about how practices have been. A team are pretty healthy going into the first matchup coming up tomorrow?
For the most part. We have George Wrestler, who is Ralph's younger brother. He's been out with an ACL tear. He had surgery in June, so we won't see him back until sometime in 2023. We're hoping in January, but that with those type of injuries, you want to give them as much time to recover as they can. But other than that, we're fairly healthy. Yeah.
Now, Sean, 10th year as the head coach. Am I reading that right?
That's correct. Yeah.
10th year. Do you, before a season starts, do you sit down with your wrestlers and do you set expectations? Do you have goals that the team is trying to hit before you start the season?
Yeah, yes, we do, Aaron, but our goals are more process goals than outcome goals. You know, and when we look at, when I ask a kid what they want to do, we don't say we want to be on the state tournament because we can't control who our opponents are going to be or where the situation is, but we can control processes. So we do, you know, what are you going to do this week to improve your strength? What are you going to do this week to improve your flexibility and your technique? And we go through and write individual goals for parts of those, but all of our goals are process, you know, things that can be measured week by week.
Sean Larson, head coach, NREGG Wrestling, and you talked about last year, again, Maple River, USC, winning the Ascension. When you look at this year's a Gopher Conference and look at the Ascension as well, who do you think are some of the favorites?
You know, well, Medford's got a really solid team when they put it all together. I know they're going to be very, very tough. You know, honestly, a lot of our conference is going to be in a good place right now. Westfield has a lot of returning letter winners that were young kids last year that are really coming back strong. I know Maple River USC had quite a few people graduate, but they've still got a lot of talent on their team. And then Kenyon Wanamingo is also going to be a real formidable, but if you ask me to pick one of them right now, I'd probably say Medford's probably one of the top ones.
Now, you brought up a Westfield. Remind me what schools make that up.
That would be Blooming Prairie and Hayfield.
Okay. So that's why I thought the Awesome Blossoms were a part of that.
Yeah.
As you get ready for the Triangular tomorrow, I know it's the first time out for all the wrestlers. I mean, what are your expectations for the first matchups of the year?
You know, my basically what I've been telling the team is that I'm expecting them to compete with 100%, you know, 100% effort. You know, we can't control who our opponent is. We can't control the things that are coming out there, but we can control our attitude and our effort. And so that's what I'm going to be judging on. You know, it's really, like you said, it's really hard to tell where we're at when we haven't competed. So I'm just looking for people to give their best effort, and then we can see what we need to fix from there and work harder.
And Sean, before I let you go, mention maybe some of the tournaments, some of the highlights on the schedule for this year.
Yeah, sure. Right before Christmas time, we will go to the Redwood Riot, which last year had 34 teams in there. That's an individual tournament, so we have a few wrestlers that are really looking forward to that. Right after that, we'll have a quad at Mankato East with Delano and Waseca, which is kind of a fun one. Even though Waseca is just down the road, we don't always see them. So we're looking forward to that one. And then Maple River with their new school in February, that's a tournament that we're kind of looking forward to because we get to see their new facilities and see how things work over there at their new school.
Winter sports preview. Wrestling team kicks things off in New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. They're going to be in St. Peter tomorrow for a triangular. Again, Sean Larson, head coach of the Panthers, joining us to talk about his team. And we'll check in with Sean throughout the year and keep you updated, of course, on Panther Wrestling. Sean, thank you so much for the time. Enjoy the rest of your day, and good luck to the team coming up tomorrow.
You have a great day as well, and thank you so much for your coverage.